Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
So we set up a Twitter poll question earlier in the show, a couple hours ago. And it was simple. It was, which team is surprising you the most this season? The Detroit Lions, the Detroit Red Wings, or the Detroit Pistons? We've had over 700 votes to this point, Kang, and I'm curious to see if you have a guess, if you haven't looked at this, of the Twitter poll that we have out there. Which team is surprising you the most this season, the Lions, Red Wings, or Pistons?
Oof. Which team surprises people the most? I guess, okay, my personal answer is the Lions, but I'm thinking the people are going to pick the Pistons.
The people have spoken, and coming in at third place with 22% of the vote so far, and you can continue to vote if you'd like, at DougAndGator971 is our Twitter handle. 22.2% of the vote comes the Red Wings, the first place in the division, Red Wings. In second place at 31.4% of the vote, the Detroit Lions. People surprised at where they're at this point in the season. And leading the way, which I agree with you, I'm not surprised that this is what the people say, 46.4% say the Pistons. I'm surprised the Pistons have started off this. I mean, were they 23-6 after the win last night? I mean, it was startling. Early in the game, Asar Thompson had 3 fouls in like 3 minutes and then comes back and ends up with a double-double, 18-10, I think. Cade Cunningham ends up fouling out in the game, but you know he does Cade things and he had a bunch of assists and 24 points or something. The team is just, they're up to the task. The Pistons have played such great basketball this season, 23-6. Amazing. And Red Wings will play tonight. They're playing really good hockey lately. Let's hope they continue that trend. And the trend is they've gotten better goaltending. They've gotten better defense in front of the netminder, and the goaltending has been very solid for them. Gibson's been much more of the goaltender that they expected him to be when they acquired him. Talbot has also stepped up his game when they acquired him last year, and they expected him to be better. Now they've got 2 veteran netminders that are playing pretty good hockey and a host of players in front that are getting the job done too, and some of these younger guys are really showing up. John Leonard, who they just brought up from Grand Rapids, is hard not to. In 20 games in Grand Rapids, he had 29 points, including 19 goals in the 20 games. And he's got a couple of goals since becoming a Red Wing in the 4 games that he's played. And you're seeing other guys like Nate Danielson fit in nicely. Emmett Finney's done a great job. Sandine Pelika on the back end is progressing as well. I like where this team is at. And yes, I know there's great disappointment that they didn't end up with Hughes. They did not end up with Hughes, but trading for Hughes was a very costly endeavor and one which Steve Yzerman was not willing to go to. And when you start looking at it and weighing what you would have lost and what you would have gained, yeah, you would have gained a hell of a player. What you would have lost, would it have been too much to lose to justify the move? Yeah, you'd be getting maybe the second best defenseman, offensive defenseman in the league, or arguably the best, depending how you look at it, with he and Makar. But the other side of that is what you would have lost. And for years, all I've heard about is how much Red Wing fans want a big, bruising defenseman. And here they have Simon Edvinson, who's 6'7". And if that was the key piece going the other way, then okay. I mean, if you want, if you're willing to part with him along with several other players and draft picks, then go ahead and do it. I'm not sure if that would have balanced out the way that you want it to balance out. Plus, you still have to sign the player who will be a free agent at some point. So I get it. I was getting excited about the possibility the Red Wings could have acquired him. They did not. We'll see if he ends up getting to free agency and the Red Wings will be a player there. But in the meantime, just keep winning games. And that's what they've done. They've won games. They're playing really good hockey. They play again tonight. I look forward to watching that game. Let's go back to the phones, 248-539-9797. Evan is in Detroit. You're next up here, 97.1.
Gator King, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm all right. Just want to get your guys' opinion real quick, because I know earlier in the season we talked about how, like, this is still Dan Campbell's offense, even after Ben Johnson left. But now that we're almost done with the season.
Well, I don't know what happened there, my friend, but you just hung up on yourself, hit a bad cell. If you want, please call back. We'll get you right up and see what it was you were going to say there. I got some feedback, some text coming in. Karsh, you're wrong on the Tesla call. He was pushed before he dipped his shoulder. As soon as he got pushed, it should have been the defensive pass interference. Two things. I'm not Karsh. I'm Gator. Doug will be back on Friday's show. And yeah, I think there was some contact with the defender, but I think that contact is legal where it is because it's like a yard within the line of scrimmage. You're allowed to do that. And I don't think the push was egregious enough where it threw him off track and into the other defender. That's me. I'm okay with the way that it was called. I'm pissed they didn't win the game, but I didn't think it was that bad. And what really is frustrating to me is that it didn't need to happen in the first place, because I think regardless, St. Brown was going to be wide open. They had the right play called, but unfortunately, you got a player that runs into another player.
I understand why Lions fans and some of the Lions players and Coach Campbell are upset about that, the pick play that Tesla, the OPI that got called. I understand why they're upset, because it was kind of marginal.
Yeah.
But what the refs, I think, were doing were they're trying to be consistent. They had called a pick play earlier against the Steelers, right?
DK Metcalf.
Yep. And then earlier, they also called a pick, offensive pass interference on DK Metcalf, where he pushed off on one of the Lions defensive backs, which ASB got called for in the last play of the game. I think they were just trying to be consistent throughout the game. Like, hey, we called it against them. We're going to call it against you as well. And that's what happened, even if it was a little bit softer than the other ones.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to see an opportunity wasted, and that's exactly what happened. They had two touchdowns at the end of the game. They were both called back for offensive pass interference calls. And, you know, one is too many, let alone two. But I can see why they were both called. And, you know, that goes back to first and goal from the one with 22 seconds to go. And because you were incapable of running the football throughout the game, I think that changes what Dan Campbell was going to do. A lot of people say it's an easy punch button. Put David Montgomery in and let's go. Well, when you hadn't shown any ability to run, you had like two positive runs out of 12, which is kind of literally what it was. They had a 17-yard run. They had a 6-yard run. And then the next 10 carries resulted in minus 8 yards. That's a problem. So I can see why they decided to throw the football after that. For the last several weeks, the Lions have had the worst pass defense thanks to injuries in the secondary and the Lions' front line being less than effective. So I'm worried regardless of the quarterback that starts for Minnesota, Jason and Wixom. Fair. I think that's fair. I still feel better about this game because I don't have a high opinion of J.J. McCarthy. No, it's not a Michigan State thing. I just don't have a high opinion of J.J. McCarthy if he's going to play. And if it's going to be their backup quarterback, good luck. You know, I recognize you've got some great weapons to work with, but, you know, the game hasn't slowed down for you just yet. You don't have enough reps, don't have enough experience where it's going to play in your favor. And maybe I'll have egg on my face next week when I come back and talk about it, but I feel pretty chesty about this one. After that answer, I no longer want Dan Campbell as head coach. We're never going to win anything with that type of mentality. Now, I'm not sure which cut he's referring to, but if it's the I go for 100 times out of 100 on the 4th and 3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Here's what I was trying to come up with an analogy, King. And generally, you'll see me going to movies. So I got done watching the John Candy documentary, I Like Me. And the reason it was titled I Like Me, it's a playoff Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, where his character in the movie, Dell, is a salesman, a traveling salesman, and he spends time with Steve Martin's character, and he annoys Steve Martin with a bunch of different things. And it comes to a head, they get into a large argument, and Steve Martin just unloads on him. And his response to it is, well, I know I can be loud. I know I can be obnoxious. I know sometimes I do this and sometimes I do this. And he finds all his faults. But then in the end, he goes, but I like me. My wife likes me. My friends like me. The people I do business with, they like me. And I liken that response to what Dan Campbell is. I can look at and fault and critique and say, I don't like when he does this. I don't like when he does that. But you know what? Despite all that, I like Dan Campbell. I like Dan Campbell a lot. You may think he's a goofball up in front of the podium and the microphone and saying crazy things. You may not like him when his face gets red, as one of the other previous callers said. You may not like it because he's constantly going for it on 4th and 3 when you want him to kick a field goal. You may, you know, for whatever reason. But in the end, this guy has been an incredible head coach for the Detroit Lions. He's been the best coach I've seen in my lifetime for this team. I think he's the perfect coach for this team. And I think what he's working with right now, with a skeleton crew of players at times, it's tough to win games when you're doing that. And yet they should have won the game on Sunday. And yes, you can be critical of deciding to go for it instead of kicking it. Would that have made a difference? Mathematically, if you look at it, yes, it would have made a difference in the end of the game. But I still like Dan Campbell. I like Dan. And I'll have his back still. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.